Oh, yeah, a little Artie Shaw to get me rolling tonight, which guarantees at the end of this hour I will feel a hell of a lot better than I did at the end of last night's hour. Good evening. Jeff Bennett here on a Wednesday night. The Edge. The health with you. But tonight is kind of a strange direction to go. I mean, it is and it isn't, but before we end each evening, I typically will send Michael a title for the program. And I've already done that for tonight. There's a fungus among us. And no, I'm not talking politically tonight. No way, Jose. There's some things that your doctor or your oncologist will never tell you. And that is that if you have cancer, then you've got a fungus, a mold, candida, all of which feeds the cancer. It is cancer itself. Tonight we're going to share as much as we can about all you need to know, how to deal with this issue. Because let us be honest, there are a few things that are scarier than hearing the words, you have cancer. And yet it's something that an estimated one-third to half the population will hear at least once in their lifetime. And with such staggering rates and so much money and research poured into combating cancer, you'd think we would have rounded the corner towards reducing it or even found a cure by now. What's terrifying is that despite the millions of dollars spent every year on research, we're no closer today to knowing exactly what causes cancer, much less finding a cure for it. Well, that's if you're one of the representatives of the mainstream medical community. But let's step away from the mainstream noise for just a few moments. Allow me to share with you what many health professionals have understood for a very long time now. And as more and more professors and doctors are making the link between cancer and something else we all suffer from, and that is fungus. We will even go so far as to say that cancer is a fungus. But you see, they are one and the same. The data is building. It's just not been shouted about loudly enough. And the voices of the many professionals that have been shouting this from the rooftops have remained more or less unheard. Some of those that have gotten quite vocal mysteriously died. Some, nearly 80 of them, within a very short period of time. Research papers have been ignored. They've been downplayed. I look at the work of Nick Gonzalez, William Donald Kelly, both who were castrated beyond belief for the work and the endeavors that they did. But consider this. Cancer often epitomizes the frame etiology unknown. And as the root causes of cancer are never pinned down and gets ignored, some factors remain to be seen as contributing, like genetics. And yet in most cases, the traits tend to be more habitual than genetic. And yet, it's actually less of a mystery than it's made out to be, as by and large, we can see why some people get cancer and others do not. We can narrow down the contributing factors to one or more of the following: a compromised immune system, poor diet, poor drinking water, and we all get that, smoking, alcoholism, substance abuse, heavy metal toxicity, asbestos poisoning, and you know about that one because you turn on late night TV and there's nothing but advertisements for legal firms that are going to help you get money back because you were poisoned by asbestos 40 years ago. Of course, then there's also radiation, chemicals, and yet one of the main factors throughout all cases of cancer is the presence of infestations of fungus in your body. And that's not even a new discovery. It even dates back to Victorian times. And yet the fact remains that fungi and their mycotoxins are not as well understood by mainstream medical science as we hope by now they would be. Just not a popular topic. And not enough is openly discussed about this hidden killer. It's unsurprising that any doctor would roll his eyes at the idea of a link between cancer and fungus, and yet, did a little, and you'll discover there are many published papers throughout medical literature describing the very profound role that fungus plays in the development of cancer. And so, excuse the pun, but fungus has been left in the dark too long. Let's see if we can shed some light on fungus. Fungi produces chemical byproducts as part of its natural life cycle. And these chemicals are often toxic, in which case they are known as mycotoxins. And these mycotoxins are among the most toxic, naturally occurring chemicals on the face of the earth. One mycotoxin is known as aflatoxin, is a carcinogenic mycotoxin known to cause liver cancer. Other mycotoxins are known to be genotoxic and mutagenic, well published that certain mycotoxins cause cancer. But what people don't realize is that these mycotoxins are known to contaminate parts of our food supply, particularly grain and corn, thus must be avoided. Knowing the huge scope these foods play in the global diet and the frequency with which most people consume those foods, chances are that most people are regularly consuming mycotoxins, especially the standard American diet of fast and processed foods. Furthermore, it's published that certain fungi can actually mimic types of cancer in the body. Certain fungal species produce a sac or ascomycete that on close inspection looks just like cancer cells. Just last year in a European medical journal, doctors found conclusive evidence that a breast cancer tumor was actually a sac fungus. The likelihood that the tumor was not fungal in origin was low. All this is what a specific team had found. They undertook a 2-year study in autopsy, and that was discovered that all breast cancers, when placed under a dark field microscope, are in fact identified as fungus, not cancer. And that's where the research really began. So what does this say to you? Because surely this should concern us all. As a cancer patient, you may have received a lot of information about your treatment and your journey to recovery. That chemotherapy and radiation may cause changes in the body as they destroy the cancer cells. Yeah, boy, do they ever. Oh, but of course, one of the major changes is to your immune system, just as you need it the most. So now your weakened immune system increases your chance of getting an infection, including, of course, any leg or fungal infection. And as we have stated, everyone, without exception, with cancer, has fungus. That is more, my friends, than just a coincidence. And the numbers are staggering. Some 8 million people die every year from cancer worldwide, with more than 500,000 in this country alone. The global number is predicted to rise to 12 million by the end of this decade. By 2030, that ain't all that far down the road, folks. You see, cancer is the biggest cause of death for people under 85. In the U.S., 1 in 4 people die from cancer. 1 in 4. In the U.K., the government stated that 1 in every 2 people alive today will have cancer at some point. And these figures are on the increase, not the decline. Of course, then you turn around and look at the rise in fungus levels, in pollution, poor quality water, phosphate fertilizers on our food, as well as many other environmental issues. It's no surprise the rate of cancer is set to increase, not decrease. Can you imagine with all that's taking place in Washington, in Oregon, and California right now with these unbelievable fires, what that is going to do to the health of people that are affected by that, who are living in the middle of it or trying to escape it? I'm sitting down here in the suburbs of Phoenix, Arizona, and the smoke has been unbelievable. So let's talk a bit about sugar. Sugar. Sugars and wheat products are a great source of fuel to any fungus. Just imagine, 1 grain of sugar gives enough fuel for that fungus to grow quickly and establish itself. 1 grain. Most people suffer from fungus in their toes and their toenails, in an area of the body that can be seen by the naked eye. But fungus can live in every living cell of our body, including our skin cells. Symptoms of rash, etc., often are not shown until the fungus is out of control. Now let's go back a few years. August 1969. A man named Dr. Richard Day, who was at the time head of the Rockefeller-controlled eugenics organization, Planned Parenting, addressed a meeting of doctors in Pittsburgh about the approach of globalization and how this would change our lives forever. And he asked the attending physicians to turn off their recording equipment, to not take notes on what he was about to say. And before he went on to detail a long list of plan changes, but one doctor did take notes and later talked publicly about what was said. And so all these years later, 40-some-odd years later, 50 years later, we can actually see how extraordinarily accurate Dr. Day was. Because he stated, we can cure almost every cancer right now. Information is on file in the Rockefeller Institute if it's ever decided that it should be released, end quote. And yet letting people die of cancer would slow down population growth. And that you might, or you may as well die of cancer as something else. Wow. You see, and I've made this very plain and clear for the last 20-odd years, curing cancer is bad for business. Big Pharma's got no desire to cure cancer when it's making vast fortunes from treating the symptoms with devastating drugs and cell-killing, people-killing poisons like chemotherapy. And it's not even primarily about money. It's about population overgrowth and control. He who holds the purse strings owns the power. An Italian doctor, Tullio Simoncini, brilliant, courageous man, refused to bow to such enormous pressure. And yet he has personally faced and continues to face an unimaginable amount of stress after he realized what cancer really was and how it could be dealt with. His crime was to discover that cancer was actually a fungus caused by candida, a yeast-like organism that lives in the body in small amounts, even in healthy people. And the immune system normally keeps it under control. But when the candida morphs into a powerful fungus, some serious health problems can follow, often in the form of cancer. In fact, Simoncini says the cancer is candida fungal infection and that the conventional medical explanation of cancer as a cellular malfunction is plain wrong. From the time Simoncini entered medicine, he realized something was seriously wrong with the way cancer was treated. He said, I saw terrible sufferings. I was in a pediatric oncological ward. All the children died. I was suffering when I was looking at these poor, poor children dying with chemotherapy and radiation. And it was this that led him to search for new ways to understand and treat this devastating disease. He then realized that all cancers acted the same way, no matter where they were in the body, or even what form they took. He searched for a common denominator. He also observed that the cancer lumps. I'm going to be accused of getting racist here. I knew politics had to enter into this. He searched for a common denominator and observed that the cancer lumps were always white. Yeah, I had to get my little dig in. He said that he was fortunate enough to take a 2-year study in autopsy, where it confirmed, without any doubt at all, that all patients that died with cancer had fungus in more than one part of the body. What else is white? Candida. And so what if mainstream medicine believes cancer to be simply cell growth going wild, or cancerous growth actually the immune system producing cells to defend the body from candida attack, and the sequence goes maybe something like this. That in a healthy body, candida would be kept under control by the immune system. But when that becomes undermined and weakened, then the candida could expand and build a colony. And secondly, that this colony eventually penetrates an organ and the immune system has to respond to the threat in another way. And so it builds a defensive barrier of cells around the colony, and this growth becomes a lump in the body and becomes identified as cancer. And finally, the spread of the cancer is then triggered by the candida fungus escaping, often due to a biopsy or a surgery where the protective barrier of cells is pierced open and the candida is set free to spread elsewhere in the body. Okay. So, if it's the immune system that contains the candida, so it seems there has been a calculated war on this very system. A silent war that has gained strength over time and become more vociferous with every decade. The immune system is weakened and attacked by food and drink additives, chemical farming, vaccinations, frequencies, pharmaceutical drugs, the stress of modern life, and so much more. Wow. Boy, that last sentence just has got the real earful. Chemical farming, vaccinations. Oh, folks, get ready. They're getting ready to release something real quick now. It came out today. Pharmaceutical drugs, yay. The stress of modern life, that's a really good one. Come on. I've openly admitted it. I'm stressed beyond belief with the life we're all leading today. So why not consider curing candida with ozone? Ozone is the number one cure for fungus, molds, and pathogens. Ordinary oxygen molecules consist of only two atoms. The third atom in ozone only stays attached until it can react with or oxidize another substance. If that substance is a bacteria or a cell or a fungi, it's doomed. The spare oxygen atoms in the ambient ozone attach to the cell walls of microorganisms and crack them open. Interesting. Okay, so ozone, to explain, is a naturally occurring gas created from oxygen atoms. That's ATOMS. Ozone disinfecting systems have become popular for people wishing to clean fruit and vegetables, for keeping rooms and hot tubs clean. They've been around for a while. Oxygen is harvested from the air, filtering out nitrogen and moisture in order to get pure oxygen, which is then passed through corona discharge cells. Whoa, a corona again? Yes, corona discharge cells, which deliver a jolt of electricity that turns the O2, you know, CO2, into CO3. The process leaves oxygen and nitrogen, which is environmentally safe. So the oxygen molecule is made up of two oxygen atoms. The oxygen molecules are then broken into atoms by the corona discharge during lightning storms or by the UV light from the sun. Single oxygen atoms cannot exist alone without regrouping back into a diatomic oxygen molecule. And during this recombination stage, some atoms will regroup into loosely bonded triatomic oxygen. And the new molecule is then called ozone. Well, due to the loose bond in the oxygen molecule, ozone is a very strong oxidant and an ideal chemical-free purification, a disinfecting agent. But you see, ozone is frequently misdiagnosed. It's equated to low-altitude pollution. But nothing could be farther from the truth because, in fact, ozone breaks down pollution, pollutants, and should be welcome when found in the air. The most effective way to produce ozone commercially is through the use of pulse-injected corona discharge. Disinfection by triatomic oxygen, or ozone, occurs through the rupture of the cell wall. An ozone level of 0.4 parts per million for 4 minutes has been shown to kill any bacteria or virus or mold or fungus. So if we were to use ozone to disinfect both water and the bottles you drink from, drinking 4 ounces of ozonated water daily, then there's ozone 4, which could be administered via IV to a patient 3 times a week, up to 90 milliliters for 2 weeks to ensure that all fungus would be gone. Oh, and by the way, if you've got like fungus in your feet, believe it or not, there's something called hyperbaric ozone boots. Now, this is interesting because over the last 6 to 8 months, I've noticed a problem with my right foot in the big toe. And I've got nails that are growing under the nails. And you reach a point you can no longer cut them. You can no longer trim them. It can be very painful. And I have been wondering more and more lately if I had some kind of a fungal situation. And as I began to study that which I'm sharing with you, I am more and more convinced that that's exactly what I've got, and I must deal with it. And I will be doing so, and I'll keep you apprised of exactly what's going on. You think I'm the only person I've ever seen this with? No, my wife's got something similar to it. And I'll bet a good number of you out there do as well. So we're going to do a little bit of digging and see what we can come up with, okay? Now, I want you to understand that all that I've just shared with you is a very delicate procedure. These things should not be attempted at home. It's one of those instances you truly want to consult with a fully trained medical professional who fully understands all aspects of ozone therapy and the risks involved if it is not administered or monitored correctly. That's our disclaimer for this presentation tonight, and it's a very important one. But let's keep this in mind. If cancer is in fact a fungus, is there a common, natural way to kill it and stop it spreading? The answer is actually in most people's kitchen cupboard. Oh yeah, I'll bet you got it right now. You might even have it in your refrigerator. Little thing called sodium bicarbonate. Yep. The main ingredient in good old-fashioned baking soda. Of course, baking soda contains other ingredients. It's the sodium bicarbonate itself that provides the solution. In fact, it's such a powerful weapon against fungus, unlike any synthesized drugs, that Candida simply cannot adapt to it. But let's share with you a little bit about how it works. And I know I'm hitting you with a lot to think about here tonight. And I promise you that shortly after this program is over tonight, all that I'm sharing with you will be published at drkelly.info. You want to pay very careful attention to it. I will also be providing intense cross-references as to where all this information has come from. And it's well worth looking into it, as many as you can. All right, so let's talk about how the treatment works. The patient is given sodium bicarbonate orally and internally via an endoscope. That's a long, thin camera tube used to see inside your body. And this allows the sodium bicarbonate to be placed directly on the cancer fungus itself, preventing any growth and killing the candida infestation. Simoncini's many successes had been downplayed. No clinical trials were ever conducted. But it's a relatively simple and cheap solution, yet all this time, millions of people are dying from cancers that could have been treated easily and effectively. Isn't that exciting? You know, it's not one whole hell of a lot different than so many of the things that Dr. Kelly tried to teach the world for so long. And those who followed his advice and his lessons and learned, many were exceedingly successful. If you know anything about Kelly at all and his record, you know, you start talking about 92 to 94% success rate in almost all forms of cancer, and pancreatic success rate between 96 and 98%. Pancreatic cancer. And this goes back into the late 60s, early 70s. And all of his protocols were taught to people like Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who then went on to, in fact, become a far bigger name than Kelly's ever was. But he never turned his back on who his teacher had been. It's interesting. April 2017, two British scientists and researchers, Professor Gary Potter of the Cancer Drug Discovery Group and Professor Dan Burke, published a newsletter. And their combined findings reveal the following. But first, cancer cells have a unique biomarker that normal cells do not, an enzyme called CYP1B1. Enzymes are proteins that catalyze. They increase the rate of chemical reactions. So CYP1B1 alters the chemical structure of something called sevestrols that are found naturally in most fruits and vegetables. The chemical change turns these sevestrols into an agent that kills cancer cells but does not harm healthy cells. The synchronicity is perfect. The CYP1B1 enzyme appears only in cancer cells, and it reacts with sevestrols in fruit and vegetables to create a chemical substance that kills only cancer cells. Sevestrols, the natural defense system found in fruit and vegetables, and especially those that are subject to fungus damage. And alarmingly, the chemical fungicide sprays used in modern farming only artificially kills fungus, which means the plants and the crops do not have to trigger their own defense mechanism of sevestrols. And so this is why only organic and non-GMO foods contain the sevestrols your body needs to fight cancer. Wow. Stick around. We'll be back. I guarantee you, I'm not going to get through this whole presentation tonight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This morning, the kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. Need a change of policy.
That gal sure could sing. Plain, simple, nice Canadian voice that made quite a point. I know that John tonight began working on a fundraiser for the network. I would like to request that you do all you can to support this network. You can do so by donating via PayPal at republicbroadcasting.org. You could also mail donations to Republic Broadcasting Network at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas. That's two words, Round Rock. 78664. Now, you can do one other thing. You can pick up the phone after the program. Please call in to donate by a credit or debit card, 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Thanks for that moment. Hope we can get some, make some good differences with folks. You're welcome. Got a nice surprise during the break. Got a text. I've got a good friend, Dr. E, is tuning in tonight. And several comments about some of the things we've talked about tonight. Got a long history with this doctor, and it's all been unbelievably positive. Keep some of these things in mind. As I say, I don't expect we're going to be able to conclude this. I'm less than halfway through this presentation. This would be one of these nights that a second hour would be good, but that ain't going to happen. And we've been talking about SIP1B1. CYP1B1, pronounced SIP1B1. Keep a couple things in mind. Most widely used fungicides are such powerful blockers. Powerful blockers of CYP1B1. That if you eat enough chemically produced food, won't matter how many sylvesterols you then consume. They're no longer going to be effective as the cancer-destroying agent they are designed to be. So you've got to keep these things in mind. Now, interesting enough, back to a couple of comments we talked about before. The biggest cause of fungus is our feet. We bathe, we shower, we forget about our feet that serve us so well. Now, it's important to lift each foot to wash and thoroughly dry them, wearing open-toed shoes as much as possible to allow your feet to breathe. I probably spend 10, 11 months of the year wearing flip-flops. They're fairly high-end flip-flops. They're not your typical, you know, $5.95 jobs at Target, a store I'll never shop at again anyway. Sneakers should only be worn for training, not for everyday purposes. If you sprinkle bicarbonate of soda on your feet after drying, it can be quite helpful because dead skin builds up on the feet. Dead skin becomes bacteria and fungus. Removing all dead skin from your feet is extremely important. Expose the feet as much as possible. Make friends with your feet. Be well acquainted. Give them some love. Ozonation of the feet in bad cases for a speedy recovery. Now, fungus infections can vary significantly. Some fungal infections are mild skin rashes. Others can be deadly. Fungal pneumonia. And because of this, it's important to eradicate any fungus as soon as possible to try to avoid serious infection. Now, fungal infections can look like bacterial or viral infections, which is a very common mistake, and the resulting antibiotics are ineffective, can lead to gut flora issues later on down the line. Now, the type of cancer you have can affect your risk. If you have a blood cancer like leukemia or myeloma, you may be at even higher risk of further fungal infection than people with other types of cancer. And your risk of infection can change based on the strength of your, oh, God forbid, chemotherapy. Aggressive chemo completely depletes your immune system and can and will put you at risk of getting a fungal infection that will fuel the cancer. To me, chemotherapy is one of the most dangerous things that can ever be given to someone. Oh, and your hospital stay can matter. The longer you're in a hospital, the greater risk of fungal infection due to the hospital's heating system running at temperatures perfect for breeding fungus and bacteria and infection. Oh, and geographically, yeah, where you live matters. Some disease-causing infections are more common in certain parts of the world. If you live in or visit these areas and have cancer, you may be more likely to get those infections than the general population. Oh, and then, of course, you deal with humidity. That can also promote fungus and bacteria. Preventing fungal infections in cancer patients obviously becomes exceedingly important. Fungi, that's more than one, are difficult but not impossible to avoid because they are a natural part of the environment. Look, it lives outdoors. It's in the soil, the plants, the trees, other vegetation. They're also on many indoor surfaces. They're on your skin. And yet there may be some ways for you to lower the chances of getting an infection, including a serious fungal infection. Know if your white blood cell count is low. Having a very low white blood cell count can put you at greater risk of infection and fungus. Protect yourself from the environment. And if you should, unfortunately, begin receiving chemotherapy, you may or may not recover from the effects of it. But if you do, start doing your normal activities again. There are some ways to lower the chances of getting a serious fungal infection by trying to avoid disease-causing fungi in the environment. Try to avoid areas with a lot of dust, like construction or excavation sites. Stay inside during dust storms. Stay away from areas with bird and bat droppings. That includes places like chicken coops and caves. Wear gloves when handling materials like soil or moss or manure. Wear long pants. Long sleeve shirt when doing outdoor activities like gardening, yard work, or visiting wooded areas, and completely wash and dry your feet after those walks. Use a cup of apple cider vinegar or a half a cup of bicarbonate of soda in a bathtub or a bucket, for your feet will stop fungus growing. Dehumidifiers in the home will help take the moisture out of the room. Vacuum air conditioning units every 2 weeks. Lightly spray air conditioner filters with apple cider vinegar solution, 1 cup to a liter of water. It's interesting because obviously where I live, we have obvious issues out here. We don't vacuum as often. I typically do when I change the filters every 60 to 90 days, depending on which filter I'm using. But this opens up a whole new can of worms. Spraying the filters with apple cider vinegar is quite interesting. Oh, don't forget to do the same thing with your car, your truck. It's no different. Think about that. I think of people I know who are truck drivers that are on a road amazing lengths of time. I'm going to pass this information on to them later this evening. Now, another link between fungi and cancer is the relationship with, sugar and gluten. Oh, yeah, healthy cells in our bodies use glucose and oxygen to produce ATP. That's adenosine triphosphate, the main source of energy for cell functions. Cancer cells, on the other hand, use fermentation to produce ATP. Fermentation does not use oxygen and is, in general, a very inefficient way to produce energy. Cancer cells must consume large amounts of sugar in order to survive and grow. Oh, cancer cells love fungus, and fungus thrives on sugar and gluten. So what's the first thing you do when candida gets out of control? You lay off the sugar and the simple carbs like bread and pasta. You know, most people think of the terms candida in vaginal infections for women. You begin to see it goes much further than that, doesn't it? In addition to all this, growing fungi produce chemicals called mycotoxins, which have played some part in the development of cancer in humans, according to experimental data. The connection between mycotoxins and cancer lies in its ability to affect the protein production within cells. For example, it can affect protein 53, a protein that, when healthy, can activate other proteins that repair DNA. According to Dr. Lynn Jennings, a family practitioner and medical writer, she states that a defective P53 protein could allow abnormal cells to proliferate, resulting in cancer. As many as 50% of all human tumors contain P53 mutations. Protein 53. Well, then one's got to say this. If cancer is a fungus, why don't we treat it as such? Dr. A.V. Constantini, retired head of the World Health Organization's Center for Mycotoxins in Food, believes that an antifungal cancer medication could be just over the horizon. Over the last decades, there's been some anecdotal evidence to support that prediction. But Simoncini, on the other hand, is more doubtful because of the basic nature of fungus itself. They are social elements, he said. They network, and they will adapt. And so Simoncini's solution to heal cancer naturally is simple. It adheres to the basic principles of natural cancer therapies and to my seven essentials system. some product or something that he sells. That's an evidence-based approach to support and heal the body naturally. Change the internal environment in the body from one of acidity, which cancer cells love, to alkalinity, something that my dear friend Granny has continued to talk about for close to 40 years. Now, Simoncini recommends the use of sodium bicarbonate therapy because he says the most effective way to shrink tumors is through direct contact with the sodium bicarbonate. In most cases, a catheter is used to go through the arteries to the organs within the body. For some cancers, including breast cancer, a simple local infiltration or injection can be used instead. Simoncini himself claims that this method carries a 99% success rate for healing breast cancer, ladies, listen up, without surgery. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand. I address the female listeners more often when it comes to breast cancer, but don't kid yourself. The increase of breast cancer in men is becoming quite profound. So wake up, pay attention, listen. One can also enjoy an alkaline sodium bicarbonate drink every day. In a glass of purified water, add the juice of a half a lemon, 1 teaspoon of sodium bicarbonate, stir and enjoy. Because this is such an alkaline drink, always consume it 30 minutes before and at least 2 hours after a meal, as proper digestion requires an acidic pH in the stomach. Yeah. In order to prevent breast cancer naturally, be aware of the signs. Follow a healthy anti-cancer regime that includes the anti-fungus diet, herbal supplementation, detoxification, emotional healing, biological dentistry, something you need to look at. We've got a number of columns on that on Dr. Kelly's website, drkelly.info, in a section called the dental something or other. I can't remember what it is right now. Don't forget to balance your energy, early detection. All of these things are a big plus. And maintaining the proper alkaline body balance in your body is key to keeping fungal growth and breast cancer at bay. And yet there has yet to be discovered any antibiotic that is truly effective in the virus arena. There are indications that DNA viruses such as herpes are implicated in human cancers since they organize the genetic material of the host cell to produce new viruses. Now, time is going to prevent us from expounding on this portion of the presentation. But I will tell you that all that we've accomplished in this past 40-odd minutes will expand out. There's much more to it. But if you are wanting to be healthy, if you wish to become cancer-free or remain cancer-free, then it's up to you. You've got to do the work. You've got to do the studies. There's more in this commentary later as relates to toe fungus, toenail fungus, characterized by inflammation, a thickening, a swelling, a pain, a crumbling of the toenail. Some of the most common causes of the type of infection are dirt, pollution, accumulated sweat as a result of wearing very tight socks and shoes for a longer period of time, walking in dirty water during rainy season. Not washing and ignoring can lead to harmful consequences. We've kind of discussed that a little earlier. And there are 7 home remedies you can try to treat toenail fungus. Tea tree oil, apple cider vinegar, white vinegar, garlic, real organic honey, baking soda, not just to treat the nail fungus, but also to eliminate foot odor. And there's a whole mixture in here for this. Exactly what to mix. Turmeric paste, something else. That can work wonders for treating nail fungus because of its strong antiseptic properties. Tablespoon of turmeric powder with a few drops of water. Make a thick paste. Apply on the toenail. Keep it on for an hour. Wash it off with water. And don't forget to dry your toes. So we've gotten most of this out before you tonight, and it's a lot. It's an awful lot to suck up to. But you know what? Your health is your responsibility. Don't run to your doctor and have him tell you, hey, buddy, I can give you a cure. You want to be cured? You want to remain healthy? You're the one that's got to do the work. No one else can do it for you. Doctor can give you a prescription. Doctor can tell you what you got to go home to do. Doctor can tell you to go home and wash your feet and soak it here and dry it. And if you don't do it, that's not the doctor's responsibility. It's yours. So I hope you've gotten some benefit out of this hour tonight. It's been an interesting one to prevent. It's something that I actually had something else prepared for tonight. And I told you last week my goal was to dedicate this program tonight to colon cancer. We're going to get to that next week. But this whole discussion of fungus and it's being a major cause of the cancer, the fungus is the cancer. Hope you've gotten some benefit out of it. Good Lord willing, we'll be back with you tomorrow night. Don't know where we're going to pick up and go. Who knows? If I'm in the right frame of mind, then I feel a lot better tonight than I did after last night's program. We may pick up and possibly address the colon cancer issue tomorrow. It's kind of unique. Quite a story. I would prefer not to take a colonoscopy. My medical practitioner's office has been trying to get me to mail in a package of a poop sample every year now for the last 3 years. At the thought of pooping in a bag and sticking it in a priority mail box and shipping it off just doesn't really interest me, folks. I'm sorry. I think we're just about near the end for tonight. I thank you all for joining us. Remember, these are a lot of things your doctors, your oncologists are never going to tell you. It doesn't fit their pocketbook. And I'm sure there's some very good ones out there who do care about their patients. Unfortunately, they're under the thumbnail of Big Pharma and the AMA, who I have years now referred to as the American Murder Association. Oh, did that offend you? Sorry. Not. We about ready, Michael? Still have a go. Oh, we still got a little bit to go? Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I just don't know how long that thing runs, and I tend to look at the 54 time frame, but yeah, we got to go. Anyway, I really truly invite you to spend time at Dr. Kelly's site, drkelly.info. There's a lot of good stuff over there, a tremendous amount of really good stuff that goes beyond cancer. It really does. I mentioned to you earlier the section called the dental link. If you've got amalgams, you've got some issues with your teeth, take a strong look at the articles that are on the dental link. There's not as many as I wish there were, because that is so well hidden. Your health, your choice, spiritual healing, thyroid link, the heart of the matter. Pretty simple to figure out what these categories are all about. Warning, chemotherapy, danger, radiation. Wake up. Water, water everywhere. Not a drop to drink. Because it's all been poisoned. In one form or another. Pretty sad. What? Reply, eh? We're out of here. Thanks for being with us. Dr. E, thank you so much for joining me. It always gives me positive vibes. The good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. See you at sundown. Good night.
Music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. more under the stars. And down by the shore, an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin. Again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.